Welcome to the Listening Post from WWNO. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. This week we're talking about Prospect 3, the big art biennial that debuts tomorrow. Artists and audiences will be in from all over the world. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson and I stopped by Delgado Community College to talk to some local art students who are participating in Prospect 3.
Nasira Ducree is one of several students helping Italian artist Piero Golia build a sculpture in the Isaac Delgado Art Gallery on campus.
We're working on a structure of the nose of George Washington. I'm very excited about the project. This is a great opportunity for a budding artist to get the experience to work with a well-known conceptual artist.
Hey, Kate, what's your favorite piece of public art in New Orleans?
Obviously, it's the Listening Post sculptures by Jacques Dufour. I especially like our jumping fish.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of love the murals on the mother-in-law lounge off Claiborne. I could stare at that building for hours.
Well, we wanted to know what you think, so we asked people if they have any art in their homes, what their favorite piece of art is in New Orleans, and if they plan to go to Prospect 3. Here's what we heard.
Yes, I do have art in my house. I have three symbols of, they're Japanese symbols, which is happiness, love, and wisdom.
I do have art in my house. I have an old water painting of Canal Street.
I don't really have any art in my house. I just hang stuff on my walls. Like I have old antique stuff and I have a ukulele hanging on my wall.
I have a tremendous amount of art in my house. A lot of it's mine and a lot of my friends.
And my favorite piece of art, I would have to say, every time I'm walking down Camp Street and passing the CAC, the window is a big glass window, and there's this, it looks like a sculpture of something wooden. It's really pretty, and it always gets my attention.
I've seen a lot in Jefferson Parish that I liked on the streetscapes, the avenue, where they got sculptures. I think that's real nice on Veterans Highway. The one by Bonneville and Veterans, that's a real nice sculpture there.
The favorite piece of art that I've seen in New Orleans was the Blue Dog painting by George Rodrigue.
My favorite piece would be called Uprooted. It's at the beauty shop at my friend Rebecca's place uptown.
I don't know what the Prospect 3 Art Biennial is, but it sounds interesting.
I like Prospect 1. I didn't see Prospect 2, but hoping to see Prospect 3, and I really love art.
And we also sent out those questions via text message. Here are just a few of the responses. One person said, "Not going to the Prospect 3. My favorite thing hanging on my own wall are the baby dolls I painted in August of this year." And another person said, "My favorite art in this town are the Mardi Gras Indian suits and the Let Me Find Out Fifth Ward Weeby mural on Decatur and Frenchman."
Freddie Evans is Associate Director of Education and Public Programs at the Contemporary Arts Center, which is hosting 23 artists for Prospect 3. Evans says that getting young New Orleanians in touch with contemporary art is crucial.
It is so important for students to see this caliber of work because, one, it broadens their horizons, and secondly, it shows them possibilities for themselves.
In addition to school field trips, the CAC will train student tour guides for Prospect 3 and even hold a family photo workshop.
Because we have three or four photographers on exhibit for P3, we felt that it would be really great to highlight those photographers and to bring in professional photographers who are local, but who will help our families learn how to take portraits.
You can register for that family photo workshop at cacno.org. Prospect 3 runs through January 25th. Learn more about the Listening Post at wwno.org. We'll see you soon.
Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.